Trump boom, manufacturing wages see biggest gain in over a decade. By John Carney on April 30, 2019. The first 3 months of the year saw wages for manufacturing workers rise at the most in over a decade. The Employment Cost Index, a measure of wages and benefits paid by businesses, for manufacturing workers rose by 0.9% in the first quarter, Labor Department data released Tuesday showed. The salary and wage component rose even more by a full percentage point. The last time manufacturing saw quarterly wage gains that high was in 2008, when wages also rose 1.0% in the January through March period. Compared with a year ago, manufacturing wages were up 2.9% in March. That's the biggest 12-month gain since March of 2003, when wages rose 3.2%. By Barack Obama's final year in office, manufacturing wages were rising an average of just 0.625 a quarter. Very low inflation means that unlike past gains in worker pay, these have not been eaten away by higher prices. Prices in March were up just 1.5% compared with year-earlier levels, which makes the real wage gain 1.4%. Back in March 2003, prices were up 2.5%. So most of the paycheck growth went to higher prices. In March of 2008, the situation was even worse. 3.1% inflation meant workers were actually losing ground despite growing paychecks. There's another reason to think that the first quarter of 2019 may have been better than either 2003 or 2008. In both those periods, unemployment in the manufacturing industry was quite high, 6.8% in 2003 and 5% in 2008. When unemployment is high or rising, lower-paid workers with less tenure are often laid off before more experienced. Higher-paid workers, as a result, average wages in the Employment Cost Index can climb even when workers are losing their jobs. In fact, it usually does. But unemployment is now very low. In the manufacturing sector, it is just 2.9%. So there is no upward pressure being created by layoffs. In fact, it is quite the opposite. Manufacturing sector employment is expanding. And it is likely that manufacturing businesses are hiring less experienced workers who can be paid less than incumbents. So the very good numbers for the first quarter may be even better than they appear. The revival of American manufacturing was a key campaign promise of Donald Trump in the 2016 campaign. Tuesday's data suggests that Trump is making good on that promise. When analyzing the Employment Cost Index to see how economic conditions are affecting workers, it makes sense to focus on the wages and salaries component. The cost of benefits, which include employer-subsidized health insurance, can rise without workers seeing any actual improvement to their lives or financial situation. The overall Employment Cost Index climbed 0.7% in the first quarter, matching the fourth quarter's growth. Both the wage and benefits component also rose 0.7%. Compared with a year ago, the index was up 2.8%. While that is slightly less than the fourth quarter's 2.9%, it is an improvement in real terms because inflation was running a quarter of a percentage point higher at the end of 2018.